was when my father's mother was alive and I was a child. I had a cold once, and I was over at her house, mm-hmm. and she was using some of this mutton, whatever it is, mm-hmm. paste or something to rub me with. Mm-hmm. And that odor just nauseated me, mm-hmm. and I have hated it ever since. And I wasn't even able to cook mm-hmm. at that time. But when I was old enough to cook, or could smell mm-hmm. Different, could detect differences of things cooking. Mm-hmm. Every time I would be around anybody that would be cooking lamb, I could always tell it, because it just has a distinct odor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the kinds of things you might have for breakfast?
Bacon, mm-hmm. eggs, waffles, grits, pancakes. I have a tuna casserole that I made over grits.
Sounds good.
It is.
You mentioned bacon. Any other kind of meat you might have for breakfast?
I like liver.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever
my
have?
My children don't.
Would you ever have another thing that might come that comes from a hog, mm-hmm. Either in patties or in wings? Would you ever have those?
Sausage links. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, what are some of the different kinds of sausage?
There's a Polish hot sausage, I think. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's a long one, mm-hmm. and you cut it into links. Then there's the little links that you buy already sized, you know, mm-hmm. in proportions. And I think that's about it. Mm-hmm. Now, I have eaten scrabble, or scrapple. Scrabble, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Scrabble mm-hmm. for breakfast. But I've never cooked it. Mm-hmm. And I ate that when I was away in school, in high school. And something else. Mm. Now sauce, of course, is not a meat for mm-hmm. breakfast or any meal, really. Usually it's for sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. And what's that made from, usually?
I think it's the portions of the hogs.
Is that from the head?
I believe so.
What about scrapple? What's that
for? I don't even know. Mm-hmm. It looks like it might be a sausage or something. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of made mm-hmm. In the grocery butcher shops. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ever had a kind of sandwich, and these are not as common in the South as elsewhere, you might have three or four different kinds of meat, like bologna, pastrami, and salami. Several different kinds of cheese on a big long sandwich. What right. Do you have a name for those kinds of sandwiches? Do you usually call? You ever call them pool boys or hoagies or
hoagies?
Hoagies.
Mm-hmm. Hoagies. Mm-hmm. And it's another name. Submarines.
Submarines.
That's what it is. Submarines.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that myself. And what if you were going to have a submarine sandwich, what would you usually drink with it?
With it? Mm-hmm. I would drink milk.
Milk. Would you ever drink
Coke? Because I don't like Cokes.
Don't like Cokes?
I don't like any sports drinks, really. Mm-hmm. I'll drink it if that's all I have to drink. And I don't really have to drink any of it, period.
Let's see. What are some of the kinds of things you might buy at the bakery?
Oh, I'd buy cinnamon rolls, maybe, mm-hmm. or sweet rolls. Mm-hmm. I usually make my own rolls, mm-hmm. and some of the breads, maybe, that I like, mm-hmm. that are special to breads, and the cheese bread, mm-hmm. things of this nature, and what else? I wouldn't buy a cake.
If you ever, the things with holes in the middle?
Donuts. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right now.
And let's see.
I make them too, though, sometimes.
Yeah, say if the donut is long and twisted, do you have a special name for that?
Usually it's a cinnamon twist. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what do you call the white stuff?